Head coach Amy Schall coming off a great win the other night against Cozad. Again, you and I talked after the game, and tale of two halves. Tough first half, but a better second half. Came through, hit some shots, and a big win. Bob and I were talking during the game that, gosh, you played well enough to win. God, if you wouldn't have won the game, it's like it would kind of been a tough loss to take, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would have definitely been a tough loss because it was our fault. I think the first half we played the worst I've seen us play, and the second half I've seen the best that we've seen us play. So I'm glad we ended on a good note. I think, it's pretty easy to get in that lull and not, things aren't going your way and not turn it around, and I was really proud that the girls turned it around.
I was happy because, shots, just weren't falling. Free throws weren't falling, but you just kept it doing what you do in the second half, kept the tempo going a little bit more, and it all paid off.
Yeah, we kind of learned against Lakin when, our fast break attack wasn't working against Lakin after the first quarter. We stopped doing it, and we never made Lakin tired at all. So I just told the girls, just keep on working hard, and they did. They kept on running the floor, and pretty soon good things happened for them.
And, of course, going into the game, Karsten Porter rolls her ankle in the JV game, so you're without kind of one of your ball handlers, backup point guard, so you had to do some adjusting that way too.
Yeah, Paige did a nice job giving Brooklyn a rest once in a while. Brooklyn gave herself a rest by getting in foul trouble a little bit, but Paige took over, and she's not real comfortable with the ball yet, but she's really starting to really try to do it, and I'm just glad that she was willing to step up and do it.
You finally got a day or two to get some practice time. You had Monday, that probably coming back from the tournament, didn't get much done, but Wednesday, Thursday, get some work done. You needed those 2 days, didn't you?
We didn't even have practice yesterday.
Okay.
So we needed a day to rest just because The fact is that we were tired. I know as a coach I was tired, so if I'm tired, I know the girls are really tired, So we gave them a day of rest, so I think they'll bounce back today. We'll make sure that we have, a really good practice there, and I think that the girls are up for the game.
Yep, you got two tough ones today in the pre-Christmas schedule. Kearney Catholic, talk to Coach Petrie. They're off to a pretty good start. They've got some size you got to deal with, nothing you haven't seen before.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they were tall last year, and we did well against them. We just didn't make some shots that we needed to make. This year, I think that we're doing a better job as far as working together as a team and really pushing the pace. So I think we want to push the pace against them, especially since they're taller than us, and see what they can do and see if they can get back.
Correct me if I'm wrong, last year's game was kind of a physical game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. And, we were really short last year, and I really felt like our girls did a nice job pushing back against them and really being physical with them, and we're going to have to do that again this year.
They've got, they compare to any of the teams you played, kind of watch them film, they kind of remind you of anybody. Of the teams you played?
Maybe Lakin.
Okay.
I know Lakin was pretty tall, but I think Lakin was really a well-rounded, fast team. I'm not sure. It's hard to tell as far as like on tape and stuff if how fast they are. But I'm hoping we're faster.
Yeah, is this a team you can get out and run and beat down the floor?
Yeah, I think that we can, and I think that we're going to have to rely on the inside-out pass. We don't want to just take it up against somebody that's 6'3", and the girls need to learn to fake and go around. And I think the last half against Cozad, they did a nice job doing that. Hopefully that comes a little bit easier and easier every game.
Corey's probably going to have her hands full a little bit, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, and she's going to have to push back. Corey's not going to be able to dominate from her height. Sometimes she's been taller than other people, and that has helped her out. She's going to have to really work on her post moves and work on getting around her.